and they skim over the top. Mm-hmm. What do you call
are they about that big around, are they? Or smaller?
I believe they're smaller.
About, yeah. About like that, about the size of a tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
in breadth. Now, do you ever hear of a superstition that you shouldn't eat a certain kind of seafood in months that had an R in it? In them? Never eat should never eat
oysters.
Ever hear that? People around here haven't heard that one. That's the only way I had of getting that response, right?
No, I never heard that.
Certain kind of insects get in the closet and eat holes in the wool things there.
Moths.
And you might say, well, I just saw five of these things. I just saw five.
Moths.
And in the summer nights, you look out on the lawn and you see an insect that lights up.
Firebug.
And, you might call it a
firefly.
Lightning bug.
Is one older than the other, one form, do you suppose?
No. I call them lightning bugs.
Maybe not. Lightning bug is what we usually call them. Maybe that's they got a new name for them.
I've heard all three, and I just wondered. Apparently, you have all three in use around here. The Ross didn't seem to know one from the other either. They all used them all. Now, the kind of insect that stings you is a bee, and what other things?
Wasp.
And,
bumblebee.
And, what's a wasp look like?
Well, it's narrow and long.
Have a nest?
Yes. Yeah, they have, usually build them on edge of a roof, maybe of a house, building, something like that.
And what color would a wasp be?
Well, brownish black, isn't it?
And how about a hornet? Do you have them?
A hornet, yes.
And it's same size and color?
Well, I think they're a little larger than a wasp, aren't they?
Longer?
Not longer, I don't think, but
fatter?
Thicker.
Thicker,
yes.
And about the same color. And
yes, I imagine. Or they could have a yellow stripe on them.
And they have a nest, too?
Yes, but I think they'd have a nest. Well, we used to cut hedges. We'd have hedge fences here, and we'd trim hedge, and mm-hmm. you'd run into them things once.
And hedges.
Hedges. They'd have a nest underneath, hanging on a leaf.
Yes.
You wouldn't see the golden thing till you kill it right with a knife, and then they'd be right on.
Well, sometimes for bait, for fishing, they'll go down and get the little fish that swim around the shore.
Yes.
And they're called little
minnows.
Now, you can always tell there's a spider around when you see the spider
web.
And some people will say, confuse, maybe it isn't a confusion, I don't know. Inside a house, they'll see a thing, they'll think it's a spider web, but really it's only a
cobweb, yeah.
The cobweb in the house and a spider web outside,
yeah.
In the woods or someplace.
Yeah.
Tree has enormous things that go down in the ground sometimes.
Roots, tap roots.
And the kind of amphibian that has a shell and lives in its shell is a swims in the water and on the land both. Slow as a
snail
or a
turtle.